Well, I guess it's handy for the underground. Yeah. Yeah, it's handy for the underground and the overground train station. Also, I could possibly find another positive for this hotel room, which I'm thinking might well be one of the worst I've ever stayed in a civilized part of the world. Another positive would be if you were to throw yourself out of the window in a fit of depression and the impact from the two-story fall didn't kill you, the road is busy enough to ensure that you'd be finished off pretty soon, not long after. Honestly, it's pretty shoddy. And I'm hoping that the client that booked this for me isn't listening to this right now. Part of me hopes that they are. But another part of me doesn't want to seem, how should we say, ungrateful. I think that somebody stretched cotton over an old medieval rack, but a broken rack. So if you lie on this, I'm going to use the term mattress, you're sleeping in almost a V-shape as your bottom hangs through into what knows, who knows what dwells beneath. Features. Let me concentrate on the positives here. The features. There is a kettle. There is definitely a kettle. And I think that at some point somebody has been cooking soup inside the kettle. There's all kinds of really random particulates which are just too ugly to actually be croutons. Nevertheless, I will probably not be unravelling one of the delicious-looking Nescafe sachets and partaking. There's a bottle opener bolted to the side of the Formica. You know, one of those Coke-style, get your beer bottle and crack it open without having to leave the bed. Literally, it's right next to the pillow. So no sharp turnings over in the night for fear of removing a nose. There is a TV on the wall, and if I go to the end of the bed where my head would be upon viewing, it's square, old SD size, and it's a little bit smaller than a postcard would be should you put a postcard on the wall. Another positive, let's try and find a positive. The walls, they've got this lovely kind of what do you call it? That shabby chic, that's right. And I guess this particular design would be called smeared bloody rag wash. That would work. And there's two plug sockets, which I'm going to now use to charge stuff, because I'll need my things charged for going out of this place and finding, well, maybe a shop that sells toiletries, because although, you know, I was staying in a hotel, I thought, oh, well, I won't bother with any shampoo or anything like that. And they have supplied a wafer-thin slither, not much bigger than a square, extra-strong mint of soap. And, yeah, that's it. And a toilet roll. I think this room cost over £100. I know. This is London. And I guess it's hit and miss. But should you be staying in this hotel in the future and just so happen to be searching for recorded audio close to your geographic position, I'm sorry if you got this one. And I'm sorry if you actually stood in the room that, well, who knows, I may have died in.